here and to see so many people in the room. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. I'm Hervé Raps. I'm working at the Centre Scientifique de Monaco, which is a national research agency in Monaco. We are working on ecosystem health, mainly coral reefs, animal health, penguins and marine and polar bears, and human health, of course. So when you consider plastics, you have the impacts are different. For example, on coral reef, the microplastics will break the corals or prevent the sunlight to get to the coral. Microplastics will be mistaken for food by the coral and be taken for food and hinders the coral nutrition. And the chemicals found in plastics will also impact the corals. On the left, this is a normal coral. On the right, a coral which has been bleached by oxybenzone. It's an endocrine disruptor, and you found it in plastics produce to prevent them from becoming damaged by UV light, so that toxic chemicals also prevent the sunlight to get to the corals and damage the
coral. It's better without microphone, I think, because it's not we cannot hear. I think everybody
agrees. Hold it back. Okay. Yeah, hold it out.
Like this?
Yeah. So it doesn't echo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It still gets picked up.
Okay. Sorry for that. And for animals, it's the same. They eat microplastics, and they can die from it. They consume microplastics as well, and they are impaired by chemicals like this cat, which is contaminated by the brominated flame retardants in the couch fabric. And those three issues are a question of food security and food safety for human consumption of produce. And for humans, same. Microplastics are an issue, for example, blocking the sewers. Microplastics are different aspects of the issue. We breathe them, we eat them, we drink them. They come from everyday objects, from the clothes we wear, but they are also taking chemicals inside the bodies, and the chemicals also come from the products we use every day, like this old sticky mouse you may have in your desk. It's the chemical which is leaching out of the plastic product. So this is the plastic crisis. This picture, which for me encompasses the plastics crisis. It's a landfill in Indonesia, near to the shore, so you may imagine that everything goes in the sea. It's a 2020 picture, so it's probably bigger now, because the plastics issue is not going down. It's becoming worse every day with those production numbers. We are roughly at 400 million tons per year, and we are going up to, if nothing is done, to triple that production. So how can we measure the impacts of plastics? We have been working on that. The Heidelberg University, Boston College, us at CSM, and the Mineral Foundation. And we proposed a project to the Lancet, which has been very enthusiastic and very supportive of it. And the project is called the Lancet Countdown on Earth and Plastics. It's to have the same approach as the climate countdown on Earth and climate change, to track the health impacts of plastics, to measure the progress, hopefully, and to give that reliable scientific information to member states, policymakers, and stakeholders. So how can we measure the global burden? That's the continuation of a previous work called the Middle Monaco Commission on Plastics and Human Health. We published 3 years ago. That was the first report to have a comprehensive approach of the full life cycle going from production, use and disposal. Plastics is not only a waste issue, it's a production and use issue as well. And that group has been enriched with new people. The countdown is now chaired by Phil Landrigan and Joachim Rockroff. I'm co-chairing the health impacts with Marina Truskova. And you have in that group some trusted voice on the plastic issue you may have heard in Geneva, like Jen Munk from the Food Packaging Forum, Martin Wagner from the Scientific Coalition for an Effective Plastic Treaty, and Sarah Dunlop and Christos Simenoides from the Meadow Foundation. So we are going to measure the health, the global burden of disease, and how can we approach it? For example, we will be looking at the health impacts due to the greenhouse gas emission of the plastics life cycle. Plastics are fueling climate change with the production, extraction of fossil fuel, production of plastic chemicals, transportation, and of course open burning. That's roughly 4% of greenhouse gas emission, with the production numbers from 2015. Those numbers are going to rise as well. So we will approach the global burden of disease due to that, and also the air pollution as plastics are also participating to air pollution, so we will also measure the morbidity and mortality due to PM2.5 emissions related to plastic life cycle. The health impacts of plastics are numerous. Like the first speaker was saying, there is enough data to act. We will try to report the impact on the plastic workers and the fence-like communities as well, all along the plastics life cycle, production, use, and disposal phases. One way to approach this is to look at the health cost of the plastics, that can be measured by the social cost of carbon, the DALYs, and the participation of plastics to the cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. So those numbers are, for 1 year, way above 1,000 billions of dollars per year. And we will also look at the indirect impact, indirect health effects of plastics. For example, plastic waste is a contributing factor to antibiotic resistance by allowing bacteria to attach to plastics, moving them along long distances, and allowing them to exchange antibiotic resistance genes. Plastic waste is also the perfect breeding site for mosquitoes, so we will look at the link between vector-borne disease and plastic waste. And we will also look at the health impacts on the fence line communities and communities that also have been impacted by climate change, as the plastic issue is an environmental injustice issue as well. Climate change is affecting plastics, and plastics are affecting climate change. When you have some major flood events like this in Italy, you have a lot of plastics coming to the ocean. The microplastics are also perturbating the carbon cycle in the ocean, and the ocean between being hotter can accelerate the degradation of plastics to microplastics, and also contributing to the rise of bacteria. And when you have some urban fires like this in California, there is a lot of plastics emitted to the atmosphere and chemicals. A quick key message. Plastic production is at the center of the triple crisis, climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. it's impacting the health of environmental ecosystems, animals, and humans. The plastics impacts are composed of the impacts of macroplastics, micro and nanoplastics, and plastic chemicals, and the production, and the worst is yet to come if nothing is done with those production numbers. So our report will be published in 6 to 9 months. We published last August first paper in The Lancet, so you can refer to it. And thank you for your attention.